From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Hezbollah military commander has been killed in Syria. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Mustafa Baradin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus Airport.
Syrian TV announced Baradin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. A Hezbollah statement claimed that Baradin took part in most of the group's operations since 1982. Baradin was at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, who died when an explosion tore through his motorcade in 2005. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 16 people were killed Friday in shooting and bombing attacks in a predominantly Shiite town in northern Iraq. Three gunmen opened fire with machine guns at a cafe in the town of Balad. 12 people were killed and at least 25 wounded. Later, one of the assailants set off an explosive vest at a nearby market. That killed at least 4 people and critically wounded 2 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying that it targeted Shiite militiamen. The attacks come just days after at least 80 people were killed when 3 suicide bombers set off their explosives in Baghdad on Wednesday. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.